Bloodshed in Baghdad prompts a ministry worker to cry out. A Honduran mission team slips in under the wire, and believers find an answer to harassment in Egypt. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After a period of relative peace, the situation in Iraq has gotten worse again. There have been explosions and many people, Christians and Muslims alike, have been killed in the attacks. The most recent attack claimed the lives of 95 people while injuring more than 500 in the heart of Baghdad. Open Doors' Carl Muller says while many Christians left Iraq, many remain.
There are numbers of Christians that have chosen, because they love their country and they love the Lord, to stay in a place that He's planted His church. Some of the most dedicated co-workers that we have there are suffering from depression over the hopelessness that is pervading.
While violence mounts, Muller says,
the church is growing. And one of the great testimonies to the power of the Holy Spirit and the witness of Jesus Christ is that He is actually appearing to many seeking Muslims in dreams and visions, and this is happening all over Iraq.
Next, efforts to resolve Honduras' presidential crisis have been unsuccessful. As a result, the U.S. won't issue visas through its embassy in Honduras. It's bad news for ministries who work with mission teams in the country. Orphan Outreach's Stacy Helene says they slipped in under the wire on last week's trip before the door closed.
Half of the team did a medical clinic throughout the week, and then the other half did a VBS curriculum with the students, and they taught science and were able to plant a garden.
Why a garden?
The theme was the parable of the soils, and so the VBS taught on that, and then they got to kind of live it out when they went and actually planted the garden.
Aside from the gospel, the team wanted
to leave something with the ministry there that would be something that they could use and something that they could reach out to their own community and provide for the kids at the school, and also just a memory of the things that they learned and something that actually applied what Jesus talks about in the Bible.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Egypt's constitution gives preference to Muslims. Christians are treated as second-class citizens. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says they felt that firsthand. Fundamentalist Muslims have been running their team off rental properties.
Nate has been working there for a number of years doing correspondence courses, training, discipling, and working under a great deal of duress. We've had to move our offices because people would threaten our landlords. It affects their ability to build teams. It affects the areas where you can work.
What started as a bad situation, God has turned for good.
God has allowed us to find a property where we can now own that property, and therefore it will not be subject to the pulling of our lease. And in this property, we're actually able to expand our training to do more of the work that God has called us to do there.
Meanwhile, in less than 3 years, Cure Clubfoot Worldwide has established an extensive network in 16 countries and enabled nearly 7,000 children to walk on straight feet. In the developing world, one out of every 750 kids is born with clubfoot. This year, CCW treated 590 in Malawi and 434 in Zambia. These results clearly illustrate that CCW is well on the way to eradicating clubfoot as a lifelong disability there. In doing so, Cure International is also sharing Christ. Pray many hearts will be changed. And while Hurricane Bill skirted across the northeastern coastline of the U.S. last weekend, Hurricane Ike is still on the minds of the Christian Reformer Relief Committee. The 2008 storm that hit Galveston is still being felt. CRW WRC's Bill Adams says recovery is only about half done. In the coming weeks, hundreds of volunteers will begin the fall rotation into Galveston, Texas, to continue reconstruction. Funding is desperately needed. Pray the work will also open doors to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help you keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.